The U.S. Meat Export Federation just completed the 10th anniversary edition of its Latin American Product Showcase, which brought U.S. exporters together with buyers from 21 countries across Central and South America and the Caribbean. In this USMEF report, we talked to producers attending who helped fund the event. Here's Idaho rancher and past Cattlemen's Beef Board Chair Jared Brackett.
This is my first time here at the Latin America Showcase, and it's really impressive to see the number of people that are here and the number of companies looking for clients and customers looking for new meat products. So it's pretty impressive to watch that. We went to Asia last year or 2 years ago, and you see the different cuts that they utilize there. And then, you know, we're not exporting a whole carcass anyplace. We're exporting cuts. It's the best cut for the best place. It's really neat that we have the ability to send culottes down here and short ribs to Asia and tongues to other places and livers. We're utilizing the whole animal, so we're getting the best dollar back for our producers at home.
National Pork Board Director Bob Ruth was pleased to see strong demand for a wide range of U.S. pork cuts.
Very impressed with the number of people here interested in buying U.S. pork and beef. It's been amazing the potential that I've heard about with a lot of different cuts of our primals. That's been a big eye-opener to me, the potential for center-of-the-plate opportunities, both in food service and in retail.
Cattle producer Ivan Rush, a member of the Nebraska Beef Council, commented on his visit to supermarkets in Costa Rica.
Well, it is great to see the U.S. meat products in these local stores in Costa Rica. They look fresh. They look like something that a consumer would be really pleased to carry out. And it's also good to see at this store that the prices are very competitive to the local product, very good quality, well displayed. Retail store sales here has really increased during the pandemic. They're cooking a lot more at home. And it's also interesting to see the USMEF is providing education to the consumers here, just as we are in other parts of the world, and that's just real gratifying to see.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.